What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about Facebook. And apparently there is yet another problem. The U.S. is charging Facebook with racial discrimination in targeted housing ads. And apparently Facebook has been accused of selling targeted advertising that discriminated on the basis of race in violation of the U.S. Fair Housing Act. And basically, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development said that Facebook also restricted who could see housing-related ads based on national origin, religion, familial status, sex, and disability. So Facebook's in a little bit of trouble. Okay, Google is being accused of profiting from anti-Semitic remarks and hate speech as people pay to have their extremist opinions shown prominently on YouTube in the latest scandal to rock the firm. And apparently YouTube has this situation where if you are willing to pay money, your video, regardless of its content, can be promoted prominently on the Super Chat feature. Now, the comments are meant to abide by the company's terms of service, which prohibits hate speech, but apparently it's not being enforced. An investigation into the feature saw a host of extremist and anti-Semitic remarks on content from right-wing vloggers and conspiracy theorists. Some called the horrific terrorist events in New Zealand an Israeli false flag operation. Others said Brexit required a violence-oriented solution. Comments can be promoted for some anywhere up to £500 in exchange for a certain period of time at the top of the comment ticker. The money goes to the producer of the video, but Google takes a 30% cut of the takings. It's all about the money. All about the money. Okay. There is a Chinese gaming company that has come out with a LGBTQ dating app called Grindr. And apparently the U.S. National Security Panel has declared the app to be a threat to military service personnel. So Beijing Kunlun Tech Company, which has owned the California-based dating app since 2016, has decided to sever ties at the behest of the Committee on Foreign Investments in the United States, which pointed to major concerns over personal data of app users, notably military and intelligence personnel, being made publicly available. Now, Grindr labels itself the largest social networking app for gay, bi, trans, and queer people, and it came under intense pressure last year when it was revealed the app was releasing the HIV status of users without their permission. Well, I'd say that's a tacky no-no. Absolutely. China has announced that it will ban all variants of fentanyl. And this is a move that could slow the supply of a drug that in recent years has caused tens of thousands of overdose deaths in the United States. This was apparently a promise that was made to Donald Trump. But by declaring that all varieties of fentanyl are now controlled substances, China made good on a pledge that the Chinese leader Xi Jinping made to President Trump late last year. China's export of the drug, which American officials say accounts for the vast majority of fentanyl that ends up in the United States, has long been a source of tension in relations. And pardon me, it also became tangled up in the continuing trade war. Well, that would definitely be a good thing, but we still have all that opium coming in from Afghanistan, courtesy of the Central Intelligence Agency. Okay, apparently evolutionary roboticists are starting to teach artificial intelligence-powered robots to evolve and reproduce. So why should humans go to the trouble of building more robots when a robot can do it instead? Now, we all knew this was going to happen, robots building more robots. As far as the evolution of the artificial intelligence component, there is a bit of a problem there. We are already at a stage where humans don't really understand what's going on inside those machines. And if the artificial intelligence systems start to evolve and teach each other, that is going to get a lot worse. So, according to futurism, they're calling it high-tech Darwinism, and the researchers' goal is to design artificial intelligence and robots that can analyze their own source code and mate with others by combining bits and pieces of their code with that of other robots. Now, I think computers are cool. I've spent most of my life around computers. I think this is a very dangerous direction to be going. Again, because we won't know what's happening inside these AI systems. And what happens if an AI decides it doesn't like you? So you can see where I'm a little bit concerned here. Right now, we have computers that are basically in charge of the world's financial systems, and a lot of them are now AI as well. So there's a risk factor there as well. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Okay. A former contractor for the National Security Agency has pled guilty to charges that he stole and held on to classified government secrets. Harold Martin of Glen Burnie, Maryland, entered a guilty plea in a Baltimore federal courtroom. When he was arrested in 2016, investigators said thousands of secret and top secret documents in printed and digital form were found in his house and car. Now, his defense lawyers are saying that his actions were the product of mental illness, not treason. Going for an insanity defense. That is nasty, nasty stuff. When the NSA's own people can't be trusted to keep those secrets. Now, the question is, where did all that stuff go? Whose hands is it in? Now, if he was going to make it public, if he was a whistleblower, that would be one thing. But it looks to me like this guy was just stealing this stuff to sell it. Or maybe it was just the thrill of having it. Because apparently he still had a huge amount of it just in his home and car. Knowing that it's a felony to have that stuff, why would he keep it? A strange, strange story indeed. Okay, we've already had calls about this during our show about how these floods have decimated U.S. farms, stockpiles are lost, grain silos have collapsed or have been flooded. Many of these farm fields are not going to be plantable for months. And according to that caller, where some of these fields are now covered with sand, they may not be plantable at all for a long time. There are going to be food shortages in this country, so by all means, let's have millions more hungry mouths pour into the nation across that southern border just because they're going to vote Democratic. And it's amazing to look at the Democrats and the open border people, and they just don't get it. We're looking at major food shortages for the American people. There's not going to be enough food for us. And still they want to bring more and more people in across that border. There could be food riots all across this country. When you look at those illegal immigrants pouring across the border, those are the people that you will be fighting with at your local supermarket for an ear of corn. And I don't understand why our government is not dealing with that reality. Of course, our government doesn't deal with reality. They're living in fantasy land. They're living in fantasy land where we're going to win all these wars, that we can go on supporting Israel, that we can have all these immigrants come into the country without cost. Anybody looking at the massive amounts of snow that hit this last winter, had to know there were going to be massive, massive floods, and they did nothing about it. They did nothing about it. I'm getting emails from people saying that, you know, where they're living, there's still snow on the ground. This is April. So, okay. Over at Ford, there apparently is an issue with the Ford Explorer, where owners of the Ford Explorer have complained to Ford and federal regulators that they believe exhaust fumes are seeping into the interior, into the cabins of their vehicles. And, of course, it's making them ill. And a lot of drivers have complained to regulators the company's recommended fix didn't work. So Explorer owners have filed more than 50 legal claims nationwide against Ford, and some police departments in the U.S. said in 2017 that Explorers used as cruisers were exposing their officers to carbon monoxide. Okay. All right. We're going to take a phone call here. Loomer in Oregon. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. These farmers that are being flooded out in here, they're going to get a late planting, and it's going to lead to more contamination of our food. Because they get planted so late, they're going to, like wheat and corn, the wheat and all those other grains, they'll spray it with Roundup herbicide in order to get their crop in before the season runs too late.
Yes.
And yep. And so I just figured I'd bring that up to you and all your listeners.
It's a mess. There's no question about it.
Yep, I'm come from a farming family myself, and I know how these guys behave. Yep, they don't care about contaminating our food supply just as long as they get their money. Yep. So,
well,
I wouldn't
castigate the farmers. I mean, they're doing the best they can. They've been dealt a cruel blow, first of all, by the hard winter, by the flooding, by the government's failure to deal with the flood control infrastructure, and they're really just doing the best that they can in a bad situation.
I don't deny they're in a bad situation, but that doesn't mean they have to contaminate the food supply. Also, you know, they should probably just ride it out for the year and do the best they can.
Yep. So, well, that would make the food shortages even worse.
Yep, yep. So, all right, Michael, I'll open up this line so if you have another caller. So you have a good day, and I hope you feel better.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And, it is a problem that as the food shortages around the world worsen, that governments are going to be motivated to allow food companies to expand the use of fillers, non-food chemicals, to try and bulk up the food so you feel full even if you're not getting the nutrition. This is just a bad situation all the way around. Now, over in China, they've had a couple of really bad explosions. One was at a chemical plant. It killed 47, injured 640. And the executives at the chemical plant were arrested by the police. So the Chinese know how to deal with corporate malfeasance. when you have a disaster like that here in the U.S., the corporate executives never have to pay for it. They're protected by corporate law. Okay. All right, I'm going to have a little trouble pronouncing this. Mount Popocatépetl is a volcano, and apparently it is starting to erupt. They've issued a yellow alert warning. This is called the most dangerous volcano in North America, and it shot ash nearly a mile into the sky. And they're talking about a major evacuation around the area, which could include Mexico City, which is only 43 miles away. That's 25 million people living within a 60-mile radius of the crater. So Mother Nature is definitely on the rag, as it were. Getting on back to China, scientists in southwest China's Yunnan province have cloned what they call the Sherlock Holmes of police dogs in a program they hope will help cut training times and costs for police dogs. The dog was named Kung Sung, was cloned from a police sniffer dog by the Beijing-based Synergene Biotechnology Company and the Yunnan Agricultural University with support from the Ministry of Public Security. Apparently, this dog is very talented, and they decided we're just going to make more of them. So Synergene is hoping to make it possible to achieve volume production of cloned police dogs in order to reduce training times. Well, it sounds really kind of good thing to do. Over at Amazon, there's a big stink there where they have banned four Nation of Islam Black History books. And it's basically being denounced as one of the ways Jewish power is wielded in America. Now, Amazon provided no warning, no reason, no hearing, and no opportunity to respond. It was a blatant mockery of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos' own creed, "Democracy dies in darkness." It is, however, perfect proof of what Elijah Muhammad said: the mental resurrection of black people will anger our oppressors and cause them to react punitively and viciously. So Amazon has gone over to the dark side. Okay. Excuse me. Apparently they've had a... Hang on. Excuse me there. They had a major cyclone down in Australia's Northern Territory, Cyclone Trevor, and it resulted in major evacuations. More than 1,000 residents have been evacuated from Groot, Eatland, and Numbalwar, with another 1,000 people being moved out of Buralula, the MacArthur River zinc mine. Robinson River and other communities all along the Gulf of Carpentaria, coast to Queensland. So Mother Nature's definitely on a rampage all around the world. Apparently, thousands are still trapped after Cyclone Idai. 900 rescued in Mozambique as floodwaters begin to recede. So they had a bad one there. Over the three African nations got devastated by the cyclone. And they're saying they're hoping they can rescue a lot more people if the rain will let up. Okay. A story coming out of an Investment Watch blog: government warns of historic widespread flooding through May. Food prices to skyrocket as thousands of farms are destroyed. So it's another confirmation of what I've been saying. Okay, we got to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking about the flooding in the Midwest here. And Nebraska alone is looking at $1.3 billion, with a B, in flood losses. And this is coming from the state's governor. At least three people have been killed in Nebraska and Iowa. And they're basically saying rapid snow melt and heavy rainfall have caused this catastrophic flooding across the Missouri River Basin. And three-fourths of Nebraska's 93 counties have declared an emergency, according to Governor Pete Ricketts. The cost of the damage has surpassed $1.3 billion. That includes $449 million in damage to roads, levees, and other infrastructure, $440 million in crop losses, and $400 million in cattle losses. So there are going to be food shortages. The price of beef is going to go through the roof. We need to shut that southern border right now, because all of these illegal immigrants are only going to make the food shortages that much worse. Why is that not making common sense? Okay, over in Rockland County, there was a big stink there where they were basically going to ban anybody who wasn't vaccinated from all public places because of this epidemic of measles cases. Well, somebody went back and actually looked at the numbers and discovered that they had hundreds of suspected measles cases, but only five actual cases. And they were just spinning it as hundreds to try and ramp up the hysteria, to get everybody to go on out and get the MMR vaccine. It's pushing product. It's pushing product here. Now, one of the issues that we do need to be looking at right now is that as our quality of life deteriorates, it opens up a window of opportunity for disease. And especially in the homeless encampments, where we're literally seeing a return to medieval living conditions and a return of medieval diseases. And some of these diseases that ravaged populations in the Middle Ages are resurging in California and around the country and hitting these homeless populations especially hard. So you can't look at those homeless encampments and say we have a healthy at those homeless encampments and say we are a great nation. We're not. We are absolutely not. Anyway, apparently there's a new campaign out where people who are anti-vaccination, their neighbors get warning letters saying, beware of this person, they're opposed to vaccination. Shun them. It's the new shunning campaign. Don't go near this person. They're opposed to vaccines. They could be a danger to you. Well, not really. If you've gotten the vaccine, and assuming the vaccine works, then you should be perfectly safe, right? But you're constantly seeing all of this Sturm und Drang about how the unvaccinated pose a danger to everybody else. How can that be if the vaccines work? In fact, research is showing it's the vaccinated who are a danger to those around them because they're shedding the pathogen in their sweat, in their breath. And that's why we see so many times where they say, oh, there's this epidemic of measles or mumps, and it turns out that those people were all vaccinated. So, anyway, that's the new thing. Okay, over in Africa, the Ebola outbreak has spread to a new city, Bunia. And the patient is a six-month-old baby who appears to be fighting the infection and is actually doing quite well. But they have confirmed it's an Ebola infection. And it's a serious, serious problem. Because somebody who is infected but not symptomatic could get on an airplane and be anywhere in the world in just 24 hours. And that's a serious, serious situation. It's a downside to the modern age of jet travel. Okay, we've got to take another commercial break here. And we've got a caller waiting on the line. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse of every.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Alan in North Dakota. Aloha, Alan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Listen, if these vaccine makers are so brilliant and creative as to make a vaccine that will prevent you from getting something, might one with equal logic assume that they could make one that will cure you immediately if you get the disease?
Well, the whole idea of a vaccine is that your body cures itself at the first moment of infection.
Okay. That's the reason for the vaccine.
So I'm not sure what you're asking.
Well, I mean, I'm repeating myself. If they can make a vaccine to prevent you from getting something, why don't they make one that after you get the disease, it'll immediately cure you? Another kind of vaccine.
I mean, that's a very good question.
I mean,
but, you know, curing people is not a sustainable business model for the medical industrial complex. And that came from no less than Goldman Sachs, who basically selling vaccines, selling treatments, that's the way to profitability. And actually curing people doesn't make economic sense, because then they just go away and the cash flow stops.
Yeah. anyway, it's a logical argument thrown in their face.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you, Michael. Enjoy your show.
Okay, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Philip in Virginia. Aloha, Philip. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Rockland County, New York is on my mind. You added some new information about that situation up there. I think it was a beta test all along, but you just reported that they only had like 5 cases. They admit that there was only 5 cases. RBN had an article up on their homepage the other day, and there was a phone call that a woman made to the Rockland County Health Department, and which they admitted, the woman who answered the phone admitted there was only 5, but I didn't realize the details that you described, that somebody did a little digging, and it was kind of like the flu. You know how they say, oh, so many thousand die from the flu? Well, when they look at it forensically, no, these people don't have the flu. They're dying from something else. Same thing with this measles thing. That, oh, well, like you just reported, oh, it was measles-like symptoms, you know? But, I mean, this is an outrage. They are perpetrating a fraud in order to, you know, accomplish what? That they can see how the public are going to respond to a medical martial law type situation, you know, or like you said, you know, the science is subordinated to the big farmers' profits. We got to get as many people to get these MMR shots, you know. I mean, this isn't a damned outrage. And, you know, I don't think they're going to be satisfied, Michael, until they finally come up with the scenario where they alter the DNA in such a way that it turns people into animals. What was that movie? The original, I think, was Charlton Heston, but the most recent one was Will Smith, I Am Legend.
Yes.
You remember that? Yeah, what was that, the original name of that movie?
I forget the Charlton Heston version, but basically it was somebody had made a goof with a medication that everybody had taken and transformed them into something a little less than human. And that's always the concern because the vaccine makers are indemnified from civil liability for their creations, which means they can put whatever they want in there. There's still a concern over the fact that Nagalase, which blocks the body's ability to fight cancer naturally, is in human vaccines, and there doesn't seem to be any medical necessity for it to be there. Plus the fact you have the fact that more people have died from the measles vaccine than from measles itself. It's all about the money. It's about forcing you to buy products you don't want and don't really need.
It's all about the Benjamins.
Yep.
Oh man, I tell you. Well, you know, the pursuit of or the love of money, as the scripture says, is the root of all kinds of evil. But and I appreciate your a couple of weeks ago you were reporting about I think it was a someone had won an award, a Nobel Prize or something, and then they took it away because they didn't like what he said. I think it was about global warming or something. Well, anyway, you made a statement about that's what takes place when science is subordinated to corporate profits.
Yes.
And that phrase, the way you put that, applies to so much in our society, in our culture. It's outrageous. So but I appreciate your update on the travesty and the outrage there in Rockland County. And I watched the press conference that they had, And I wanted to know who that health director was that come up with the bright idea. Oh, she was conveniently out of town. So she had some deputies there, and the county lawyer was there.
Whoops. Looks like we just lost somebody. And again, if the vaccines work, then the unvaccinated are not a threat. They're not a health danger. But that's the message going out through the media to get you to stampede down to your local doctor, your local pharmacy, and get stuck with a needle. And, I mean, down here at the local Longs, they have, you'll actually get a discount on your purchase if you get the flu shot. I mean, that's how they're pushing this stuff. Somebody just wrote on in to say that Charlton Heston's version of the movie was the Omega Man. Yeah, that was, I remember that one. Okay. And I want to say thanks to everybody who's writing in all these emails about my health and how terrible I look. And, well, I look like this all the time. But as soon as the show is over, I've got a couple of errands I have to run, and then I'm going back to bed, and hopefully I'll be better for the show tomorrow. Anyway, let's go back to the phones here. Chris in Clearwater, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Same as the last caller, at the Rockland County, New York, county executive, Ed Day, who made the announcement of the county emergency. And the last caller mentioned the lady who called in and found out that there were five cases, as you mentioned. Well, possibly, the official said there are possibly five cases. So does that mean there are possibly four, possibly three, two, one, of active cases? There are 157 since last October, but active cases, there are possibly five. And according to this, a quick excerpt from an article in the Rockland Westchester Journal News dated March 29th, quote, the number of measles cases since October is up to 157, Rupert said today, though there are fewer than 10 active cases, end quote. They don't give an exact number. So, there's obviously not an emergence, no cause for alarm, and Ed Day also, in his emergency, announcement of the emergency, said that you have to be vaccinated in order to be in public. Folks have to be vaccinated with Merck's MMR2 vaccine. So, Michael, as you mentioned, that is brand promotion.
Yes.
Hopefully it'll backfire on them with the publicity that we're giving it here. So, Ed Day also stated that medical exemptions are permissible. If you have a medical exemption, then does that mean it's perfectly safe to be in public? If you're unvaccinated but you have a medical exemption, that means you're safe.
If the vaccine really works, then you're safe to be in public anyway because everybody around you has been vaccinated. That's the contradiction, which shows that this is nothing more than propaganda and a marketing campaign. And I think this was a test balloon, if you will, a trial balloon, if you will, of the idea of ostracizing the unvaccinated and saying you can't go out in public. Basically means people are going to have to walk around, with their vaccine records in their wallet, to say, see, I'm vaccinated. I've got the vaccination.
Our Fifth Amendment protected right against self-incrimination and HIPAA allow us to remain silent when asked for our health data. Well, how about those who are vaccinated with blood titer test results showing or no antibody levels? How? Because not everybody has a good immune response. That's assuming the vaccine works. But how about those who are non-vaccinated with blood titer test results showing good antibody levels? How about those who may have taken a homeopathic Nosodes, that's spelled N-O-S-O-D-E-S. You know, why can't safe homeopathic Nosodes, which are available for evoking antibodies for even more pathogens than our vaccines, and the resulting high antibody blood titer tests be accepted in lieu of risky, often deadly vaccine? All these questions we need to be putting forth here out in the public. And, you know, there's no mention with the state of emergency. There's no mention of quarantine. So wouldn't up to 6 months in jail put not only those convicted at risk, but also other inmates, too?
Well, again, the whole point of this is to stampede everybody to buy the Merck MMR2 vaccine and enrich Merck and enrich their stockholders. And again, if you think about it, none of it really makes any sense, because if the vaccine works, then the unvaccinated do not represent a threat to the general vaccinated population.
Right. Well, they talk about herd immunity. They want to protect those who say have a medical exemption. It's not safe for them to be vaccinated. Well, they can take homeopathic Nosodes. I don't know of any risks to Nosodes. And still get, I've known lots of people who, and I see it online all the time, people who show, hey, look, I had a great antibody response, a good blood titer response. You know, you might not even have antibodies. And if you have a good immune response, you might develop antibodies and not even become symptomatic or have very mild symptoms because you have a good antibody, you have a good immune response. Or say you have high levels of selenium or zinc or silver, ionic silver, also known as silver hydrosol, is good for preventing viral replication. So you might not have the antibodies and yet have a very inhospitable biological terrain in your body if you're replete with such nutrients, and you can defeat pathogens very easily. Of course, you know, when you're better nourished, you're probably more likely to have a better antibody response anyhow. But, you know, it's not necessary to have antibodies, or if you do have antibodies, you might not be able, if you say you have a good antibody level, you might not have a good antibody response, a good antibody production at the time of infection. So antibodies are not the be-all, end-all of defeating germs. And, you know, that comes out in the CDC's own, on their own website, it's the CDC Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, June 22nd, 1984. And it says, just a quick excerpt, says, this outbreak, measles outbreak they're referring to, this outbreak demonstrates that transmission of measles can occur within a school population with a documented immunization rate level of 100%. This level was validated during the outbreak investigation, end quote. And the National Institutes of Health, they have a study entitled Major Measles Epidemic in the Region of Quebec Despite a 99% Vaccine Coverage. So you can have outbreaks where there's documented 99 or 100% vaccination rate, surpasses so-called herd immunity, which is a whole other story as to whether that's a fallacy. But, you know, let's just assume that their definition holds water of herd immunity and still have a major outbreak. And, of course, obviously, when you have these outbreaks many times, whether it's measles or other germs, then they are the strain that's found from the vaccine. So one would assume it's the vaccines that are spreading germs.
Yeah, and that's a common feature that we've seen lately, is every time there's another one of these measles or mumps outbreaks, we then find out that all the people who've come down with measles or mumps had the measles or mumps vaccine. And so you have to ask the question, is the vaccine itself actually causing the disease? And again, it has to do with the use of these weakened pathogen vaccines, which can, under certain circumstances, revert to full potency once they're administered. And it's a very reckless application of science, but again, the vaccine companies are indemnified against civil litigation, so they can just do whatever they feel that they want to do without fear of repercussions. Anyway, listen, Chris, I got to let you go. Got to do a commercial break. We got another caller on the line after we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And this is our last segment of our program today. And coming up, of course, is John Stadmiller's program, which is going to be a repeat. But it is the repeat of the special guest, Dr. Jane Orient, about vaccines. And obviously, with everybody calling and expressing their concerns about it, this is probably a program that you're going to want to pay attention to. because she destroys a lot of the myths surrounding vaccines. All right, let's go back to the phones here to James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm sorry you're feeling ill. May I ask, is it a respiratory problem like cold or flu?
No, it's just kind of a bug that I picked up. I think I picked it up from Claire's church. And nothing that sleep won't fix.
Yeah, okay, good. I can kind of relate. I was working on a bathroom earlier, and we had to cut out part of the floor, and I managed to back up and fall through the floor, so I kind of feel a little beat up myself. But anyway, there's very little as far as bugs or anything else that good niacin flush failed to help me with. You know, if you don't take niacin regularly, I'd say 300 milligrams probably fix you right up or cut your recovery time in half.
Well, Claire's the master of the vitamins in this house. She's got a whole cupboard full of them. You know, she's giving me pills, and I just obediently swallow them.
Right. And now that I'm back to work after my boss taking 4 months off, I'll be able to get that stuff I promised to you.
Okay.
Soon, you know, probably next week. All right. Keep up the good work, and everybody donate to Mike Rivero and What Really Happened, Republic Broadcasting.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the kind words and for the kind solicitation. We're going to let you go. Feel better. I'm glad you're getting back to work. And I know what that feels like. I remember when I went through my pneumonia a few years back, which just knocked me on my rear end for 10 days. And then for like the first week I was back on the radio, I had that oxygen thing on my nose. Mm-hmm. That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Apparently, chronic wasting disease is back. They used to call it mad cow disease. It's now called zombie deer disease, and it's hitting deer, elk, and moose populations across the United States. There is a concern it could actually transmit to humans, and like mad cow disease, chronic wasting disease attacks the brain and spinal cord and is believed to be caused by prions, which are infectious proteins that travel in bodily fluids and remain contagious for years after leaving the body of their host. They're just snippets of DNA. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. And again, thanks for everybody who's donated to Republic Broadcasting and whatreallyhappened.com. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go back to bed is what I'm going to do. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.